Well, let's take a look now at a native species already struggling to survive under difficult conditions in the nation's inland waterways. What's known as the Carter's freshwater mussel has recently been listed as vulnerable. Rising salinity levels caused by agriculture are being blamed for a dramatic decline in the species in WA's southwest. But now scientists are looking at farming the mussels to try to save them. From Darden Up, Anthony Pansia reports.
Alan Limbury is wading through a rubbish-filled stream in Western Australia's southwest. The Murdoch University professor is on the lookout for freshwater mussels.
The rubbish, it doesn't look great, but mussels don't really mind things like that.
The species he's looking for is known as the Carter's freshwater mussel. Since the 1970s, its habitat has shrunk by half, and so too has its numbers. That's led to the mussels being listed as vulnerable on international wildlife registers.
Worldwide, freshwater mussels are one of the most endangered groups of any animals or plants, for that matter. They are extremely vulnerable to extinction. They're very slow to reproduce. They have a great mortality rate when they're young. So it's very hard for mussel populations to reproduce themselves.
There's one there.
We have really just learnt that the mussel populations in the southwest are declining at a very dramatic rate, and we think this is likely to have very severe impacts on freshwater ecosystems. So if we don't do something about the decline of the mussel populations now, it may be too late.
One of the biggest threats to the Carter's freshwater mussel are rising levels of salinity in WA's freshwater waterways, brought on by farming and other industry. Alan Lambry fears the species could be extinct within 50 years. And to counter the decline, he's proposing to set up breeding farms.
It's not easy because mussels have a pretty complex life cycle, and the first stage of the mussel is actually a parasite on fish. So you've got to do some pretty fancy things. But it's been done, not in Australia, it's been done quite a lot in the United States.
But with time ticking, the mussel is up against a long list of threatened plants, animals and other invertebrates, all vying for attention and limited conservation funding. Professor Limbury knows he's got a struggle on his hands.
I mean, they're not charismatic, are they? They're not big. They haven't got fur. They're not cute, really. I think they're cute, but most people don't. And they're hard to see. They bury themselves in the bottom of the river, of the stream. So, yeah, visibility, charisma, if you like, is one of their problems. What that doesn't reflect is just how vital they are to the ecosystem.
Murdoch University Professor Alan Limbury ending Anthony Pansia's report there.